Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Monday morning quarterback on the Fan. We have our YouTube channel show is up. It's been live since last Monday. You get to see our ugly mugs early on for the Big Bad Morning Show today, Monday morning quarterback. You can also make comments on our YouTube page. Joe, you have some?
Yeah, I'll start with this one. This is from Justin. Is it me or does Ed look like Jeremy's father? Just saying.
No, hold on. Ed, Jeremy looks like Ed's father.
Yeah, he got it backwards. I'm sorry about that, son.
Next one, Tony. Jeremy is aging like fine Natty Bo.
Damn.
Well, drink up, bitches.
Bitter beer face.
That's the problem. There's only going to be abuse on this thing.
Okay. We'll do a real one. Our 1.8 GPA O-line is at it again, guys.
1.8 GPA.
Hey, if Preston's grading them, I don't know they're that high.
You do realize that, you know, on most football teams, high GPAs, the group is the offensive line.
Yeah, that's not true, actually.
Not on this team. No, seriously. Yeah. Those are the deep thinkers.
Yes, they are.
What else you got over there?
This is one from J.A., speaking of the O-line. I just want to know why Harbs hasn't changed the offensive line.
To what?
Ben Cleveland?
What are his options?
Bringing in Ben Cleveland?
You think so? You think he's better?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it just seems like Ben Cleveland's been in a doghouse since he got here, right? Doesn't
like
it feel that way?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all
it does, cuts, actually, yes.
So, I don't know. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he's better than what they have. And by the way, you might put him in, and he's a far superior run blocker to Falele. But I think anybody's a far superior run blocker to Falele.
Here's one you might like, Jeremy, at Rob Long Sports. Why does the NFL pick and choose when to use the new electric ball placement? Steelers fourth down tush push. They look short, but ruled first down and challenged. They didn't use it, but Broncos game they use it late in game and ruled first down by the tip of the ball.
Yep.
Why did they do that?
I was watching the Steelers game. I'd actually flipped over. I think the Ravens were in a commercial break and watched that play when it happened live. And I'm going, well, that's kind of interesting. The one ref is running in behind the yellow line and understanding the yellow line is not exact. But then all of a sudden they just moved the ball forward from the spot that guy had spotted it and said, hey, it's a first down.
Here's one from Puck. Says, best win of the year, hands down. Team stayed with it and didn't let multiple turnovers and mistakes tank them. Huge road division win. You guys agree that it's the best win of the year?
No.
You only have five. So
the Miami game was the best win.
You think
of the
so?
Year.
Why? Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because it's, looking at playing that team.
Better
and you
team
had to get
for
the
one.
Win. Yeah. And then, I should say, I think the game before that was the Tyler Huntley game has to be the game of the year, right? Because did any of us expect them to win coming in with Huntley? We all thought Lamar was going to be there. I think ultimately, if you make the run, that's the game you go back to. But yeah, they were both big.
I think, in defense of the person on Twitter, I think he's looking at the adversity that they had on the road. And I can't remember, I had a listener earlier today who said, these are the games that the Ravens normally lose, when they make mistakes and Lamar doesn't wear the cape. And now they're knowing how to win those football games. You got something else on YouTube over there, Joseph?
This is from Jeffrey. Lamar has to be injured. He's not running the ball hardly at all. When he doesn't look right.
I thought he ran a couple times yesterday and looked fine.
He only had one rush, didn't he? Ooh. For 10 yards?
No, he had multiple rushes. He just didn't pick up a lot of yards. You talking about Lamar?
I thought he only had the one, like, decent run, but,
yeah.
Again.
He lost a lot of yards on runs.
He held on the ball quite a bit.
Four carries, 10 yards. He had the 113-yard carry.
Yep.
He lost on everything else.
I mean, look, last week we saw him run quite a bit more against, Minnesota, and I think you're going to start to see some of that. But, again, like you're looking at guys. Pat Mahomes is running more this year. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's there. It's open. And I think a lot of teams mm-hmm. now, you're looking at a spy being on him anytime they're running man-to-man. He's going to get more attention, which is going to open it up for everyone else.
Let me just say this, okay? For those of you that are waiting for why is Lamar not running? Why is Lamar not running? Lamar Jackson has become a quarterback that can beat you with his arm. He can. Lamar Jackson also strikes me as a guy, Ed, who wants to play for a long time. You get to the point in your career where you start thinking about self-preservation. Why am I going to run and take a hit when I can take another half a second, wait for that receiver to break loose, and still pick the yards up?
I'm with you. I just think, you know, it's funny. People weren't happy when he's running. Now that he's not, he's running less. People are saying, oh, I think he's not. Stop it. Just stop it. I think he's matured as a quarterback. He's become an outstanding passer. He can run when he has to, when he wants to, if it's designed, if it's a scramble. Like, just let him play.
He's an elite passer.
He's elite everything.
I mean, this just is. He's not a good passer, Jeremy. He's an elite passer. Why are we upset with him choosing to throw the football? I don't get it.
I mean, look, if he's not running and he's throwing the football, I think it's a good thing. If he's not running and Derrick Henry's running the ball, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, again, save at some point in your career, you're going to get to the point when you run when it benefits your team Absolutely. The most, and usually that's going to be in the postseason.
And doesn't hurt you as much. Yeah. Joe, what you got over there for me?
We can fit one more in here. This is from Enigma. How do you feel about Sanders not shaking hands after the game?
Oh, God, I watched Bill Belichick after his game. They lost. Coach coming over trying to shake his hand and gave him the just old brush off.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to stop with this, that these guys, they can't be friendly after the game, and now they have to be friendly after the game. Who cares?
You know what I don't get, though? And I mean this. Like, Rob and I with the Shogun fights this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
These guys beat the crap, and it was a lot of his blood. There's people injured. There was some injuries. What do they always do? Hug each other mm-hmm. after they just beat the crap out of each other.
Even when somebody was robbed.
Yes.
They still, you know what?
Micah was gracious. I don't know if he was robbed, but he was foul, but he was very gracious.
That was going to the canvas.
He had him. He was dominated, yeah.
A buddy of mine, I went with a buddy of mine, Mike Shears. His girlfriend, that was the first time she's ever been to an MMA fight. I don't think she even watches it. You know what she looked over to me and said? I am impressed mm-hmm. by the level of sportsmanship.
Yeah.
By these fighters. Mm-hmm. That was her first takeaway.
I'm
impressed with it.
By the way, that's the only time they have sportsmanship in fighting is in the octagon.
Yeah.
Like those guys will say whatever they want about them, trying to hype up the fight at the weigh-ins, all that stuff.
Yeah, but it's all for show.
I know.
At the end, it's like, that's why I don't understand people that can't shake hands after a football game or a basketball game or something. Come on.
But at the same time, do I have a different opinion of listen. The guys who don't shake hands after football games are the ones you expect to not do that. I mean, there's certain guys you would say, Shador Sanders didn't shake hands after the football game. Well, okay, all right. I'm not surprised. I'm not. You know, Jalen Ramsey doesn't shake hands after the football game. He decides to. I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Lamar Jackson didn't shake hands after the football game. I'm surprised. Derrick Henry didn't. I'm surprised. Those guys, there's certain guys.
Yeah.
That when they don't do it, you're like, okay, there's some things in his resume to suggest that he wouldn't.
See, I think Roquan, you would think he could be one of those guys, but he's not.
No, he's not. Think so at all. I think Roquan is a gentleman. He will knock you out gentlemanly.
You call him a gentleman?
He never touched me. I don't know. Preston's report called at 9:30, but around the NFL without MVPs up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy Founders Day to the Good Brothers of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, founded November 17th, 1911 at Howard University. So enjoy your day today. Let's go with our MVPs. Who are your two MVPs, Ed Norris?
Well, we start with the one we talked the most recently, Myles Garrett. I mean, the guy is just, he's perhaps the best defensive player in all of football. He is unstoppable. He made the Ravens pass blocking look completely inept. 4 sacks yesterday, 5 against the Patriots, has 15 for the year, leads the NFL, tied with the Ravens now as a team with 15 sacks. He's a game wrecker. He's going to be the Joe Thomas of Cleveland, the next one. You know, he's going to be an outstanding Hall of, first ballot Hall of Famer that won't win a ring.
That's fine. It's his fault.
Yeah, he took the money.
It's his fault.
True.
Who else?
Josh Allen. People can say what they want about it. I know there's a lot of competition because, you know, he seems to be in the conversation with Lamar every year for MVP. The guy is he's awesome, too. He's just an outstanding, he's next level, man. Six touchdowns, 3 in the air, 3 in the ground. They win 44-32 over the Buccaneers yesterday. That guy is like, he wears a cape, too. He does.
Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah, my first one's going to go to Michael Wilson of the Cardinals, and that's right, you probably don't know who that is, but he had 15 receptions for 185 yards and a loss. There was one drive where I think he picked up like 5 in a row. It was like, hey, this is your drive, we're just going to throw the ball to you every single time, and that's what they did. He had a great game, but again, in a losing effort, and Trey McBride, those two guys, they combined for like 25 catches in the game and pretty much a lot of Jacoby Brissett's yards as he threw for over 400. My other would be Tet McMillan. Nice to see this guy show up, finally having his coming out party. 8 receptions, 130 yards, and 2 tutties.
Panthers.
He looks amazing. I think they found themselves a real one. I think he looks very similar to Drake London. That's who I think the Panthers got. And if that's what you got, you're in good hands. Mm-hmm. So hats off to him and hats off to the Panthers on big win.
My MVPs, I'm going to go with a running back who I love. And you guys know I don't even give up on running backs. But this guy is just unbelievable. I love him. Devon Achane, 21 carries, 120 yards yesterday. Now, people always say, well, he had the big run. Okay, he had a 23-yard run. No, he had a 23-yard run. I'm going to do the math for you. So that means he had 97 yards on 20 carries if you take away that big run. And I say that because he was the bell cow.
Mm-hmm.
He kept the chains moving for this football team that could not get in the end zone and a coach that had a brain fart at the end of the game. He was magnificent yesterday. There was one play where he was stuffed for a 3-yard loss and picked up 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He zigzagged in and out of traffic and lunged forward, dove forward, picked up 7 yards. Now, all of a sudden, they're back on schedule. Those are the things that he does that you cannot see. I think he is a sensational running back.
He is.
Not a lot of running backs that I enjoy watching that I would say, oh, this team is playing. Let me watch it for him. He's one of them.
Yeah.
Guys, unbelievable. And a little shorty I like, plays for the Carolina Panthers. I liked him since college. There's just something about Bryce Young that I like. I don't know what it is. And I was glad to see after putting the stinker last week when people start doubting him that he came back with a vengeance this week, going 31-45, 448, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a passer rate of 123.2. Bryce Young, keep it moving, man. You had those Carolina Panthers at 6-5. Now, Jeremy, you and I said before the season started that they will be a surprise team, not a playoff team, but a surprise team. They're borderlining a playoff team right now in the NFC, man.
They got a shot to win a division, especially with the way that the Bucs schedule is breaking down. And I think they do it? No. I think the Bucs are head and shoulders better than everyone in that division. But the longer you're playing all these close games and how banged up they are, I mean, Baker's done a phenomenal job keeping them in it. And by the way, that Buffalo Bills game was back and forth before that last turnover and the score that happened.
Now, what, 7 teams for each division go, right? I mean, each conference go, right?
Yes.
Right now, the Panthers are 9th in the NFC. The teams in front of them, the Lions. Lions are 6-4? Wow. The Lions and the 49ers are just in front of them.
It's like, I said the most intriguing thing this week is the Chiefs have back-to-back losses. They're coming home to face the Colts coming off of a bye.
Yeah.
And now everybody's going, are the Colts for real? Like, you know, like people are starting to buy into them a little bit more now. And very tough spot, but you know these are the spots the Chiefs win.
I just don't have the Bucs even hanging in there.
It's amazing.
I mean, because I don't know if people, because it's not a local team, but people won't pay attention. But it's like the Mike Evans injury reserve. Godwin's out. Bucky Irving's out.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, that's it.
That's how they're hanging in there. Baker Mayfield. Yeah.
Hassan Reddick's out. I mean, offense and defense, they have a ton of starters out.
It wasn't just that. Jalen McMillan, another wide receiver. They were all the way down to Tez Johnson, who wasn't supposed to play this year.
Yeah.
And now he's playing significant.
He's having a phenomenal year. I mean, yeah. Baker Mayfield is putting that team on his shoulders, man. Let's go to West Baltimore and get Shiloh. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Hey, look. Let me ask y'all a question. This is on a serious note right here, Rob. Look, the whole panel, right? Let me ask y'all a question, right? I just turned it on, the radio, right?
The whole panel? Does the whole panel include Joe, too?
Everybody.
Joe, too? Okay.
Let me ask y'all a serious question.
Sorry, all right.
How far y'all think this Ravens team going? Be honest.
To the playoffs and they'll be knocked out.
Let me add this question right here.
Go ahead.
With this offensive line, please tell me, how far you think this because me and Ron asked, right? Hey, Ron, hey, why every time, and it ain't just Cleveland, Ron. Every time somebody had a good play on defense, right? And it's only a 1 mile guard, but Ron, just gonna try to ask y'all a little bit. Man, this guy, right? He a game changer, but here's the thing, though, Ron. Like, how do you, they gonna get Lamar killed, man. I'm gonna tell you, look, what I'm saying is, Not every team, but a few teams had that type of guy. Well, but we don't have it, that type of guy, right? Now, here's the thing, my friend, before you cut me off, right? I'm going to tell you, when Lamar is under pressure, that's where he makes his most mistakes, especially in the playoffs. Hey, Rob, the reason why I asked you that question in the beginning, I'm going to ask you this one more time. With this offensive line, answer, you think you're going to play. But I'm telling you, I don't, much as I love the Ravens, Rob, let me say this one last time. Mm-hmm. I don't think, let me get this out. I do not think we're going far with this offense. I'm sorry. We're not going far
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you, but let me back up for a second and correct you on something. Lamar makes mistakes when he's under pressure. Hall of Fame quarterbacks mistakes under pressure. That's not isolated to Lamar Jackson.
You haven't gone to the whole panel yet.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do think the Ravens can make the run to the Super Bowl. I don't think there's a dominant team in the AFC. Again, like making a decision now, like saying who I think's going to go. I don't know. I mean, the AFC to me is as wide open as it's ever been.
You heard it here first. Jeremy Kahn says the Ravens go to the Super Bowl.
And win it all at some point in the next 10 years.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Mike. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I haven't been listening, so I'm sure you've been talking about the game, but a couple things. Number one, I think that Kolar doesn't get enough credit for his blocking sometimes. That double pick he did on that rollout on that tush push was, if you saw it on the film, was phenomenal. He sealed the gap and around the edge, and then picked up the second guy. Ricard picked up that one guy. He's been doing a great job, but you don't get a lot of publicity for that. I mean, look at Joe Thomas for the Browns, all times 10,000 snaps in a row, but he won't be a highlight reel of him. There'll be a highlight reel of a quarterback before you see a highlight reel of a lineman.
Well, no. There won't be a highlight reel of a Browns quarterback, but I got your point.
No. Joe Thomas,
I bet. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay,
he'd be in the highlight reel for the
defensive
player.
Yeah. Them and the Jets, man. That's the cluster for the quarterback. It's like a vacuum. It's like Bermuda Triangle in those two teams for quarterbacks. As soon as they leave, they make it happen. All right, so that's that. Number two is I like the Ricard going one direction and Henry going the other direction. That's a misdirection play because 99% of the time we followed Ricard. He had a play where Ricard went to the left, Henry went to the right. It was a good play. It's about a 12-yard pickup. I like that. That tush push has got to be one of the greatest calls in the NFL so far this year. And another thing, when you do Ken Mikuzak?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. When Henry steps two, last thing, Henry steps, you've had four or five rushing plays where he steps two steps to the left, then he's given the ball. That's not Henry's game. He's got to have 1 foot down, second foot about to be planted, find the hole, and he moves. But if you ask him when he was sliding to the left or right and he's handed the ball, he got nothing on like five carries. And last thing, when we run outside part of the line, outside the guards, not like out far outside. Henry's best run seemed to be outside left within the line, outside right within the line.
I think some of that, Mike, also is the strength of the line, because Henry used to be pretty good at that. If that's the strength of the line. Let's go to Delaware and get Susie. What's up, Susie?
Hey, you guys, I missed you.
Miss you more.
Yeah.
All right, so I got one thing for you.
Go ahead.
Here we go, loop-de-loop. Here we go, loop-de-loop.
You found another one, huh?
Loop, loop, loop.
I thought you'd like that. Nice talking to you guys. If we don't have them loops, we ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Old Fruit Loops. Hey.
She loves those kickers.
Do you realize how great the call before that was? That dude said, I haven't been listening to you, but I got in my car and I literally had to call to tell you about Charlie Kohler. Like, that's who does that? Like, not listening to the show. It's like, you know what? These guys got to hear how good Charlie Kohler is. Hang on. Final, I mean, he's not wrong.
Final thoughts at 9:45, but on the other side, the professor is back, Mike Preston on the Fan. Monday morning quarterback Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, and joining us, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Mike, what's up, man?
It's intriguing being able to get home and listen to you guys in my car. Oh, this is fun. Oh, so much fun.
Ravens with a 23-16 win yesterday. What did you learn about the Ravens, or did you learn more about the Browns?
The Browns still don't have a quarterback. You're starting two rookies. You get what you pay for. And if they had a quarterback, they may have won that game. But Zach Ertz was just dialing up blitzes and throwing them at him, five-man rushes, six-man rushes. And Sanders had no clue. The other guy had no clue. So you're going to get that. And, Rob, look at the quarterbacks that come into town. The Jets. And then they don't know if Joe Burrow is going to start or Joe Flacco is going to start. And then you get Aaron Rodgers going down with a hand injury yesterday. So, yeah, these are bad football teams, folks. It is what it is. There's a reason why they're 2-whatever. They're bad teams. I get it, but I will say it. They are bad.
Mike, I want to go. Of course, I want to talk about the running backs. You mentioned you thought Derrick Henry it was slow or looked slower. He hit over 21 miles an hour yesterday, a 59-yard run. Could it be? Do you really believe that, or just that DB got an angle on him, just tripped him up? Because he actually registered very high.
I saw Derrick Henry start to pull up on that play. Go back and look at the film. And last year against Buffalo, when he broke that long one down the left sideline, he didn't pull up. He did not pull up on that play. And I'm looking at that thing, and I know there's some Ravens officials who were sitting behind me. And when they were watching it, they commented on it. And I'm like, yeah, maybe he is a little step slower. But that's fine. He's been a great running back his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's a step slower, I got no problems with that. And my problem is this. They're looking for an identity. They want to run the football. And they did it a week ago against Minnesota, where Derrick Henry came out and they pounded him 11 times for 43 yards. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a closer, and they still haven't found that yet.
Yeah.
So great that he has the 59-yard run. But I know what they're looking for, and they're still in search of an identity, and they don't have it yet. They're still striving to get it.
Hey, Mike, who's the best team in the AFC? I mean, at the end of the year, could we be saying the Ravens at some point?
That would be a stretch at this point after watching what I saw on Sunday. But it could happen. Somebody's got to get hot, and that's what I'm looking for. Who's going to get hot at the end of the year? Which team is going to be there? Can the Ravens do that? Not offensively at this point. Lamar's having a kind of inconsistent season. Started off hot, but kind of has cooled off. Had a 47.7 QB rating. Yeah, so that's the worst game I've seen him play in 3 years. I mean, that was not Lamar. That's not the Lamar I've come to see and expect to play. I'm more concerned about the receivers and Zay Flowers and using him properly, like on jet sweeps and quick screens, and just let him touch the ball. Because there's magic when that guy touches the ball. But they went almost an entire half of him on one target. 45 yards, one target. Get him involved in the game plan. I like that. And, you know, and Rob, you said Lamar Jackson is an elite thrower. That's a stretch. I thought Dan Marino was an elite thrower. But here's the problem I have with Lamar. I don't know if he could be an elite thrower behind this offensive line, because they gave up 5 sacks yesterday. And his decision-making is a little slow. There's something going on, and I haven't figured it out yet. I'm still complex. It's just kind of like, what's going on with this guy? He's not the same. And I'm pretty sure some of it is just 8 years in the league. But his decision-making is slower. I don't know if they've changed their offense a little bit, but there's something going on with him, and I haven't figured it out. But I will keep watching. I'll keep looking and seeing what's going on with him.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, will we have you Friday?
Of course, and then I'll be in Monday.
That's right. You'll be in studio because the Ravens play the Jets at home.
Hold on, is Mike?
Yes, indeed,
so we talk about the 6-5 Ravens.
Mike's coming in on Black Friday too.
Hey, no black jokes, Jeremy.
It was a Friday. It wasn't.
You should have heard.
I know where you were going, brother.
No, you should have heard the joke that he said off air, Mike. I'll tell you later.
Which one did I say?
No, nothing.
Did I look both ways?
I heard it, Rob, because it came through the speaker.
I hope not.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man. Talk to you Friday.
All right, guys.
My livelihood depends on it. No, it wasn't no damn black joke, man. Mike, starting something. Why you always got to be starting something?
Because it's you.
Some white dude said that once. Some black dude did, too. I think it was the same guy. It was Michael Jackson, right? Why you got to be starting something? Oh, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens 23-16 over the Cleveland Browns. And look, man, we can sit here and talk and try to pick apart wins and all those things that you want. At the end of the season, it's all about stacking W's, man, however you get them. And we all know that the hot team gets to the playoffs. That's the team that gets you through the playoffs. So we're hoping the Ravens can become that hot team that gets to the playoffs. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Hey, listen, man. Mike, I'm going to say this real fast. I know you're coming up on the top. Mike, in the morning, we're going to call him Mike Stresston. Not Mike Preston, Mike Stresston. Because on Monday morning quarterback, he'd be stressing me out, man. Our defense is getting better. But the first thing he acknowledged is the bad teams that we played and all this crap and all this. And I just feel like sometimes Mike be stressing me out. So you name
it. Let me ask you this, Kyle.
Mike Stresston, man.
In the words of Jeremy Kahn, can both be true? The defense is getting better, but the teams that they played aren't that good. It doesn't make it less impactful, because the only time I get stressed out is if they're giving up a lot of points against bad teams. When you do what you're supposed to do against bad teams, then that means you're not a bad team.
Rob, we won the game, and we on the Fan, Baltimore Station. Let's go. Let's have some good.
That doesn't stop him from getting. He is a columnist. He's paid to give his opinion. You can disagree with it, but he's not wrong. The defense has played better, and they're not playing very good teams, which is okay.
You don't see that big old pop Mike stirring all the time? Zinner stirring that thing.
Is he
get
going?
This thing with them. Yeah.
Scott gone?
Oh, there. Somebody's there.
Yeah. Let's go to Tyler in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
Man, I agree with the defense. Like you said, two things can be true at once, you know.
Uh-huh.
The level of competition has been different, but they have made improvements, and they shown up how they had to. So we can
put
their hats off to that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Hey, Tyler, I'll be upset if they're giving up 30 points against these teams. That, you know, holding them to what you're supposed to. Yeah.
But overall, with this Lamar Jackson stuff, bro, the offensive line is not a place for him to be comfortable. And, like, we was just compliment him last game about the Vikings. Like, oh, he did some good passes. He got the ball out of his hand quick. Miami game. Oh, he came back. He did his thing. Like, yo, we just played a great defense with fucking Miles.
The mouth on this one.
Yo.
Ah.
You kiss your mother with that mouth.
Tell him, man.
That was the emergency dump move where everybody.
We all reached.
Everybody reached.
We all just had Thai food. That was the quickest dump ever.
There's some words that are questionable and debatable, yeah, whether one day they will be allowed on
that
air.
That one was crystal clear.
That one will never be allowed on air.
Maybe he said funk.
No. He put an ending to it.
Oh. All right.
Final thoughts, Monday Night Promo up next. On
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Fan.
All right, going to get our final thoughts here on the Ravens and talk a little bit about Monday Night Football. And, we've talked about this ad nauseum today. Like, it's a great road win. You get to come back home now. Your schedule is fairly easy moving forward. Mm-hmm. I don't like calling it easy. It's favorable. Let's just put it that way.
Yes. Easier than the first half.
Absolutely. How are you feeling about the Ravens today after this game?
Good. I mean, I feel good about them because what they're supposed to do, we always say, is win the games you're supposed to win. This was a game they're supposed to win. And you have to forgive them. They had four straight losses, but the team was decimated. Your all-pro quarterback was out. I am excusing them. Yes, I am. Because they played good teams. They lost to the Lions, Chiefs, Texans, and Rams. Those are all good teams. You lost to those teams without your quarterback. I mean, it's forgivable. So I'm going to say this. Now they've won four in a row. So all they have to do now is get past the Jets, get past the Bengals. Yeah, look, you get the Bengals twice, you get the Jets, you have the Steelers twice. The Patriots and the Packers could be tough. Patriots more than the Packers. I don't know who the Packers are anymore. Not particularly worried about them because the Ravens can beat them. The Ravens can beat the Patriots. I mean, they literally could run the table.
Yeah.
There's no reason they can't.
That's why I asked Mike the question. It's like, I don't know who the best team in the AFC mm-hmm. is right now. But at the end of the year, I would not be surprised if everyone's saying it's the Ravens because if things go the way that I think they can, they're going to be on a long win streak or at worst winning 9 out of your last 10 or something goofy like that. And that's why I think more people would be talking about them because right now nobody's running away with the AFC. I mean, the Colts, they've got they're sitting in the catbird seat for lack of a better term, right? Because you have a situation where your division is weak. And if you look at your schedule and who you've played and who you're going to play, you got to feel pretty good about it.
I mean, if they, let's see, what if they lose one more game, two more games, they'll win 9 out of the last 11.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose two, that's a pretty impressive run.
And the Ravens are 2 touchdown favorites against the Jets this weekend.
Yeah, we're at home against a terrible team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jets killed Carl. All right, let's take a look at Monday Night Football. All right, Ed, let me start off with you. What do you see happening tonight between the Raiders and the Cowboys? And who did we all pick? I picked the Cowboys to win. I do think the Raiders are a live dog. Did you pick the Cowboys tonight?
Yeah.
I think sadly, Rob did too. I don't think anybody's got a reason to pick the Raiders.
I think the Raiders can win this game.
I do too.
I'm still torn about it because the kickoff hasn't occurred yet. I may change my opinion about this because I don't think Dallas is very good. They're in Las Vegas.
The Raiders coming off their bye, too.
Are they?
Did they play last week?
Hmm.
Here, I'll go and look at it as you're talking.
No, it's fine. When did they play? They lost to the Broncos last 10-7. That seemed like a while ago.
Yeah.
Was that a Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Two Thursdays ago?
The Raiders. No, the Raiders weren't on bye last week. They played the Broncos on
But it's like a mini bye.
That was Thursday night. Yeah, yeah. So it was 10
It's a
days.
Mini bye. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going with the Raiders. I may change my pick.
Oh, I like that. I'm not. I picked the Cowboys to win. My play in the game is going to be on the under. It's at 50.5. It's very dangerous. I got to admit, betting unders in 50. Betting unders in Cowboy games, not knowing what the Raiders team is going to do. A few things that I like in this game. By the way, I went 4-0 on Thursday night in NFL prop bets that I gave out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went another 6-0 on Sunday. I gave out three prop bets with the Seattle game. I took Seattle, who covered. And then Matt Stafford under 2.5 passing touchdowns. I was so pissed when he threw a 1-yard touchdown pass to Adams. It's like, you son of a bitch. That's the first touchdown pass you're going to throw? JSN over 100 yards. Yeah, and
I am too, because I benched Adams.
Did you?
Because he was questionable. So I said, let me not take a chance. Let me take him out.
That's why I took him under 5.5 receptions, which that was golden. So 3-0 in those games, but 10-0 my last 10 prop bets in the NFL. And if you want to go back to last Monday night, I'm 13-1. So it's been a nice little run. But here's what I like. Ferguson under over receptions, excuse me. George Pickens under receptions. They're both at 4.5. Trey Tucker over 3.5 catches. And Brock Bowers over 73.5 yards. Bowers, they're saying, my algorithm, go ahead and drink, says he's going to get about 9 targets tonight.
Hmm.
It's crazy. Or no, I think they have him at like 8.1 receptions.
Really?
So he might even be getting more. So he and Trey McBride have been getting peppered. Yeah. And I mean peppered.
I have McBride in fantasy.
He's so good yesterday. Yeah. He got a penalty. So he got into it with a lineman. Lineman smacks him in the face. He gets a 15-yard penalty, extends a Cardinals drive. And then later on, he catches a big pass down the sideline, yells something, and gets up. We don't get to hear what he yells, so I'm assuming that's what he got the 15-yard penalty for, and does the first down thing.
Right.
And then the ref just throws a flag. I was like, what is that? Like, did he say, at least come on and tell us. And there was one point where Tony Romo goes, hey, if you're going to tell us there's holding on a play, can you tell us the number of who did it? Like, I think that's kind of an important thing.
Yeah.
And so we saw that in a bunch of games this weekend. But again, just getting back to tonight, I'm taking the under. I feel better about those prop plays. And I know I always kind of try to do this. I think there's some great stuff. I've been on an absolute heater in the NHL. Speaking of how good I've been in prop plays, the only thing that that might even come close to how good I've been is the NHL. I like the Caps tonight. I like the Mammoths. And I like the Bruins game.
The Mammoths.
6.5. The Mammoths are on the road. Yeah. The Mammoths. All right. So, Ed, are you going to be watching NFL tonight? Or is this something where you're just... Because there's not much going on. There's no, like, huge college basketball game. We talked about the NHL. There's not a amazing
Trust
matchup
me,
tonight.
I'd much rather watch hockey tonight.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather watch the Caps game. They're hosting the Kings. I'd like to see that.
Fafte.
But I'll probably watch the football game because we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's still more popular than hockey, so I'll watch the football game.
And by the way, a few other plays I like. I like the Georgia over. They're playing FAMU. I like Cal Santa Barbara. They're -3.5. And since Rob brought it up, take NC State over VCU. I think that's a puffy pants game. I like the over in the Bucks and Cavs game. I think the Heat win, and I like the Hornets to cover. So I think I just gave out everything in a short period of time since we don't do the daily line on Mondays.
Oh, that's right.
But I had a great Friday leading into the weekend. Saturday, oh my God, I didn't even get to talk about this. Saturday, my top three plays. I had TCU beating BYU. They lost by 50. I mean, they got their asses handed to them. I had Duke, you know, knocking off Virginia. Virginia just pounded them into the ground. And I had Texas. I didn't see how they did against Georgia. They just lost by 30. So there you go, guys. All right, we're going to be heading out now. It's Vinny and Haney coming up next. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.